is virtually identical to a coral snake, the only fatally poisonous reptile on the North American continent, save for its arrangement of color markings. Both snakes are banded in the colors black, yellow, and red, but the sequence of the colors varies according to the species. If you're knowledgeable in this, you'll recognize a scarlet king snake as a friend to man. On the other hand, you go messing with a coral snake, one more white shirt will do you. Miss Luella Lyle came levitating into the classroom and led the class in the Pledge of Allegiance, the flag, the Lord's Prayer, and other examples of theological and nationalistic errata which have since been deemed superfluous by the nine old men. She then made the announcements of the day. These she generally inscribed with chalk upon the blackboard, but this day there was no chalk upon the rim of the blackboard, the Maitland boys having removed same, which would force the teacher into the drawer wherein awaited the serpent. She began. She said, "Boys and girls, your principal asked that I remind you that band practice will occur on the playing field today as it's such a sunny day. He also asked that I remind you once again, you rapscallions have purloined my chalk." She slid open the drawer, reached downward, froze, readjusted her spectacles, polished them off, and continued, "He asked that I remind you that those of us who live in the state of Florida should at all times be aware of the difference between the dread coral snake and his harmless and colorful cousin, the scarlet king snake." She reached down, grasped the snake firmly, raised it, held it high, wriggling. She looked right at Bender Snodgrass and said, "Red on black, friend of Jack. Red on yellow, kill a fellow. Black on head, you're dead." Drop the snake in the wastebasket, shut the drawer, and dismiss the class. All the Maitland boys were out there doing shalom. And from that time on, whenever anyone had the temerity to put down Miss Luella Lyle or the ill grace to refer to her as a witch, Bender Snodgrass and the Maitland boys had stomped the sand out of them.
Taking a cue from Miss Snodgrass, I have a very important announcement to make. On Sunday, September 26th, from 2:30 to 5:30 p.m., Stephen Foster Center will present Gamble Rogers in a two-hour concert right here. Right here. So we hope you will all come back and enjoy the two-hour concert with Gamble Rogers. I asked in the beginning, who is Gamble Rogers? I guess we'll have to dub him along with Eric Odlin, who now lies in his grave on Odlin's Island, King of the Suwannee River. Well, I'm glad that Bessie Jones and the Sea Island Singers are following Gamble, and they can fill the breach. Bessie is a magnificent woman who has spent her life on St. Simon's Island and traveling these United States, sharing her rich heritage of folkways, folk songs, games, stories with the whole world, really. Let's greet Bessie Jones and the Sea Island Singers.
Thank God for you. That's not quite that total. Thank the Lord for everything we have heard and everybody we see. And people look so good. I tell you, I just look around and want to go, so let's look at the people. And let's look at the people. It's just so nice. We're going to try to sing up a song or two for you. I wish you saw some time that I had a chance to go through some of them old slave stories and things that I learned when I was little. Then I see how y'all enjoying. Y'all enjoying good. But we don't have time today, but I'm coming again, I hope. I'm 75. I think that's about going to start the living. Look right to me, I am. I haven't been sick since 1924. And so, and I had a headache since then. So I think I must be going on the living. I think I was healed on the cross. Healed by the stripes and his side. And the wound in his side. We want to thank God for it. Is you got it? Is you got it? Lord, is you got it like the Bible says? Oh, is you got it? Is you got it? Is you got it like the Bible says? You got to have it. You got to have it. And you got to have it like the Bible says. Yes, you got to have it. You got to have it. You got to have it like the Bible says. Do you want it? Do you want it? Do you want it like the Bible says? Now do you want it? Do you want it? Do you want it like the Bible says? You must call Jesus. You must call Jesus. You must call Jesus like the Bible says. You must call Jesus. You must call Jesus. You must call Jesus like the Bible says. Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus like the Bible says. Oh, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus like the Bible says. You got to have it. You got to have it like the Bible says. Children, you got to have it. You got to have it. You got to have it like the Bible says. No doubt. Thank you. You really got to have it. Yeah, you want to sing a good song for me. All right, we know we got to have it, so we're going to try to get it. We want to meet together. Glory. This should have been the quietest, nicest. What they call this a festival. Most I ever have been. I ain't seen nobody even fall over a chair. It's really good. I'm talking about it's good. I love it like this. I love when you come to sing and come to it. You can join this little song with us. We're going to try to sing. And I think everybody in the world, as long as they got a voice that can sing, need this a little bit. And it's so easy to go over. It's just something that's following, going over it. Say in the morning, and then the noonday, and then the evening. That's all it is to it. So just tell me, Dan, you pray that way. So we're going to sing a little of that, and everybody can join with them. Be all right. Say a little prayer in the morning. Won't you say a little prayer at noon? Sing with me, children. Just sing a little prayer in the evening. It will keep your heart in tune. Won't you say a little prayer in the morning? Hey, say a little prayer at noon. Children, say a little prayer. Call on Jesus and the moon. Hey, call.
Jesus, and you. Lord, just say Jesus, Jesus, and you. Yeah, and we keep your heart in rest and live right in the morning. Turn, live right in the noon. Just live right. Yeah, it will keep your heart in tune. You done say a little prayer in the morning. Oh, just say a little prayer at noon. Won't you say a little prayer in the evening? Yeah, it will keep your heart in tune. Yes, it will. You won't have time to talk. Huh? All right, thank you. Well, thank you. We have time to talk about Sally, neither Jane. We have time to scandalize nobody's name. Just say a little prayer for your own self and for me. Remember me. All right, you can stand a little. If I don't let them, you go. We got to stay alone. Oh, Daniel and the lion den. Oh, Daniel.
And the lion den.
Daniel's in the lion den. Mercy on me, he cried, Lord, have mercy on me, he said, Lord, have mercy on me.
Lord, have mercy on me.
Yeah, he said, Lord, have mercy on me, he cried, Lord, have mercy on me, he said, Lord, have mercy on me. He said, now is the needed time, Lord, now. If the need is time, he cried now. If they need it time,
if the need is time, my Lord.
Yeah, now. If the need is time, he cried now. Or if the need is time, he said now. If they need it time. And then God, he sent an angel down. Yeah, God, he sent an angel down to run God. He sent an angel down,
Lord, God.
He said, God, he sent an angel down. Oh, God, he sent an angel down. Yeah, God, he sent an angel down. And the angel locked the lion's jaw. Lord, the angel locked the lion's jaw. The angel locked the lion's jaw. I love it. I thank you very much. A lot has been in the line then. In some way, somehow, we had to pray out, you know. You can pray out of conditions. Okay, how your condition is, you can pray it out. Some of the things the doctor can't get us out, but God knows Jesus will bring you out of condition through prayer. Okay, what it is. Say, my son had cancer through and through. So the doctor said, and one morning he said, don't fool with me this morning. So we said, tomorrow. Tomorrow morning, come and ask him, so where have you been all night? He's my pastor, my son is. And he don't have no more cancer. Hallelujah. He can preach as loud as he want to preach. Do what he want to do. Man looked through the thing and said, where were you last night? We got a witness that in Brampton, Georgia, that Dr. Thompson was his doctor. And he don't know what to say about it. See, but anyhow, I said, you can pray out of condition. That's all there's to it. This is good religion, I'm so glad. This is good religion, I'm so glad. Yeah, this is good religion, I'm so glad. The world can't do me no harm. Yeah, this is good religion, I'm
so glad.
The Holy Ghost is my witness, and the blood comes on my name. I know what that religion I'm
so glad.
I know what that religion.
So glad.
I pray to God religion.
So glad.
I pray to God religion. I'm so,
so glad. The world can't do me no harm.
Yeah. Christ told his disciples before he was risen and gone. Say you was going to have hard trials. You got to bear your pukes and scorn to prove your religion. I'm
so glad.
I'm proving my religion.
So glad.
Yes, I'm proving my religion now.
So glad.
Oh, the world can't do me no harm. I waited out in Jordan, and the water come to my knees. I cried, Lord, have mercy. Lord, save me if you please, and give me religion. I'm
so glad.
Give me religion. I'm
so glad.
Yes, give me religion. I'm
so glad. What can do me no harm?
I know I got religion. I'm
so glad.
I know I got religion. I'm
so glad.
I know I got religion. I'm
so glad. What can do me no harm?
Yeah, I waited on in jail, and the water come to my knees. I cried, Lord, have mercy now. Save me if you please. Give me religion. I'm
so glad.
Give me religion. I'm
so glad.
Lord, give me religion. I'm
so glad. What can do me no harm?
You need this religion. I'm
so glad.
You need this religion. Yeah. You need this religion. I'm so glad. This world can't do me no harm. Just trust God. Hallelujah. Trust him.
We've got an album. If you would like to purchase one, it's not but $5.
And I just hope all of you will go by the folk record place over there. What's the name of that record? Strictly Folk. Go by this Strictly Folk booth, because most of these people have records, and they're for sale over there in Strictly Folk booth. Now, to move on, let's welcome Joseph Kirshner and Barb Girard from Lake City. There's a little lost child up at the program booth, the tent up the hill there. We think her name is Christy. Please keep up with your children.
Good afternoon. How y'all doing?
Oh, I'm back. Wonderful. This first song we're going to do for you is an old English spiritual that my grandmother taught me. It was it's about 400 or 500 years old, and it came down as a Negro spiritual during the Civil War. It's called All My Tribe.
Hush, little baby, don't you cry. You know your mama was born to die. All my trials, Lord, soon be over. The river of Jordan is muddy and cold. It chills the body, but not the soul. Oh, my trials, Lord, soon be over. I've got a little book with pages 3. And every page spells liberty. late, my brother. Too late, but never mind. All my trials, Lord, soon be over. If living were a thing that money could buy, the rich would live and the poor would die. All my trials, Lord, soon be over. There grows a tree in paradise, and the pilgrims call it the tree of life. All my trials, Lord, soon be over. Too late, my brother. Too late, but never mind. All my trials, Lord, soon be over.
Thank you very much. This next song is a very old song we found it on a record, lying in the gutter, in the back, in the corner, in the dark. And this is a...
You did?
Yeah, I guess so. Oh. This is a song called Louise.
But they say that Louise was not half bad. It was written on the walls and window shades. And though she'd act a little girl, a deceiver, don't believe her, that's the trade. Sometimes a bottle of perfume, flowers and maybe some lace. Men brought Louise 10-cent trinkets. Their intentions were easily traced. And although they thought at times she cried, I heard women like Louise goodbye. And although they thought it kind of sad, when they found Louise up in her room, they'd always put her down below their kind. Still some cried when she died this afternoon. Louise rode home on the mail train, somewhere to the south, I heard them say. Too bad it ended so ugly. Too bad she had to go to his way. And the wind is blowing cold tonight. So good night, Louise, good night.
Thank you.
Thank you. This next song I'm supposed to introduce, this is the last song. First, I'd like to say that I've enjoyed this festival immensely, and I'll enjoy it tomorrow, too. This next song, I learned the words at the last festival I was at, which here. I'd like to bring out a friend of ours, Carla Bergstrom, who's going to sing along with us on this. This is a very traditional song, and you've probably heard it already about 5,000-6,000 times today, and you're going to hear it again. Sing along, please, on the choruses, or anytime.
I was standing by my window on a cold, dark, rainy day when I heard that birds come rolling for to carry my mama away. Will the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by? There's a better home away sky, Lord, in the sky. Well, I told the undertaker, undertaker, please drive slow for that lady you are hauling. Oh, my God. Will the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by? There's a better home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky. Following close behind her, trying to hold up and be brave, but my sorrow overtook me, and they laid her in that deep dark grave.
Everybody sing this.
Will the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by? There's a better home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky.
One more.
Let's hear it.
Will the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by? There's a better home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky. In the sky, Lord, in the sky.
Thank you.
Someone just came up and whispered.